It's been said that voice is the original instrument. The words ring particularly true when we hear songs from around the world in languages we don't understand. Our music director, Ned Wharton, reviews two new discs from far-flung places that highlight the instrumental power of the human voice.
Sui Vesson grew up in Czechoslovakia, but even locals might have a hard time parsing her lyrics. She developed a style called Dada Jazz and sings in an invented language she named Tatlania, as well as Slovakian. On her CD, Merging with the Brook, her husband, percussionist and guitarist Rado Spica, accompanies Vesson, whose voice reaches to the stratosphere in the title cut. Another world music artist approaches music using more conventional harmonies, but his results are equally striking. From Italy, this is singer Gian Maria Testa. Testa's CD, Extramuros, begins with this cut in which his versatile voice recreates a languid trombone sound. Then the beauty and musicality of the Italian language is conveyed through his velvety singing.
Per accompagnarti, ti accompagnerei giù fino in fondo a questo nostro strano giorno.
Gian Maria Testa comes from a farming family in the hills of northern Italy. Despite his extraordinary musical talent, Testa keeps a day job as a station master for the Italian rail system. Testa's CD, Extramuros, actually dates from 1996 and was originally released on a French label, Tôt ou Tard, which means early or late, and for us Americans once deprived of Gian Maria Testa's music, Harmonia Mundi is now releasing his work, and it's better late than never.
Mi potrà mai cadela.
Ned Wharton's director's cuts, including full music selections from Gian Maria Testa and Sui Vesson, can be found on our website, npr.org.
Paradise.